Grade 10. I Learn Smart World.
Listening, Part 1. Listen to a talk about Thomas Edison. Choose the best answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question. You will listen twice.
Thomas Alva Edison was born on February 11, 1847, in Ohio, but grew up in Port Huron, Michigan. When he was young, he went to school for a few months, then dropped out and was taught by his mother instead. At the age of 12, he started selling newspapers and candy on the Grand Trunk Railroad. He lost almost all his hearing during this time. When he was 19, he moved to Kentucky and worked as a telegrapher. As a very prolific inventor, Edison created an impressive number of objects that are used in our daily life. By the time he died in 1931, he had obtained patents for over 1,000 inventions in various fields.
Now, listen again.
Thomas Alva Edison was born on February 11, 1847, in Ohio, but grew up in Port Huron, Michigan. When he was young, he went to school for a few months, then dropped out and was taught by his mother instead. At the age of 12, he started selling newspapers and candy on the Grand Trunk Railroad. He lost almost all his hearing during this time. When he was 19, he moved to Kentucky and worked as a telegrapher. As a very prolific inventor, Edison created an impressive number of objects that are used in our daily life. By the time he died in 1931, he had obtained patents for over 1,000 inventions in various fields.
Listen to a tour guide introducing a botanical garden. Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jake, and I'll be your guide for today's tour. For a start, I'll just give you a brief introduction to this botanical garden. Well, construction of this garden began in 1901 and took about 2 years before the garden came into use. Since then, it has attracted millions of visitors every year. The garden is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna. Here you can find more than 500 species of mammals, nearly 1,000 species of birds, and more than 400 species of flora. These collections are important not only for public enjoyment, but also for education and research. Currently, the garden offers a number of online gardening tutorials and resources for those who have turned to gardening as a haven during COVID-19 lockdowns. Wild flower seeds are available at our gift shop, where you can also find unique souvenirs for every age and taste. We will drop by the shop at the end of the tour. For the time being, please take a look at this map.
Now, listen again.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jake, and I'll be your guide for today's tour. For a start, I'll just give you a brief introduction to this botanical garden. Well, construction of this garden began in 1901 and took about 2 years before the garden came into use. Since then, it has attracted millions of visitors every year. The garden is home to a wide variety of flora and fauna. Here you can find more than 500 species of mammals, nearly 1,000 species of birds, and more than 400 species of flora. These collections are important not only for public enjoyment, but also for education and research. Currently, the garden offers a number of online gardening tutorials and resources for those who have turned to gardening as a haven during COVID-19 lockdowns. Wild flower seeds are available at our gift shop, where you can also find unique souvenirs for every age and taste. We will drop by the shop at the end of the tour. For the time being, please take a look at this map.
That's the end of part 2. Now you have 20 seconds to check your answer.